original music. This is Donovan on the Donovan Deviation. Friday afternoon, heading toward the weekend at KSTP-FM. Couple of items here that Pete missed on the news. This is really interesting. In an unprecedented political maneuver, St. Paul has traded Mayor George Latimer to Minneapolis for a clerk typist, three bus wheels, and 30 feet of sewer pipe. And you would have to think that George would have been worth more than that. The results of a five-year study today by the FBI released in Washington indicating that Ronald McDonald is really retired Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa. Hope to have more on that later. In response to a proposed new city ordinance that would levy an extra tax on all dentists and carpenters, a group of Minneapolis dentists and carpenters have banded together to fight the proposal tooth and nail. Well, sure, you're groaning and booing now, but I'll just bet you that late tonight when you're in bed, you'll suddenly wake up and think of that joke. And you'll groan again.
It may be
the winds will calm down, and we are going down tonight to about zero. And tomorrow, partly sunny, turning a little warmer. Tomorrow night and Sunday, tomorrow's high will be about 16 degrees, somewhere in there. 95 and always sunny KSTP-FM. This is Dan Donovan, and in just a moment, we're going to do an old Roy Orbison song. But right now, we are going to take a look at this day in history, the historical portion of the Donovan disaster, and the day is January 14, right? Right, okay. In 1953, Yugoslavia's parliament elected Joseph Tito president by a vote of 568-1. After that, however, Tito became much more popular and never again had to suffer the embarrassment of such a narrow victory. January 14th in 1639... marked America's first constitution. It was the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, adopted on this day. It was rescinded almost immediately, however, probably because it had been written by pioneers. It was a bit male chauvinist, and it guaranteed all men the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of Pocahontas, back in 1600, of course. Edmund Halley died on this day in 1742. Halley saw a comet in 1682 and decided it was the same comet he hadn't seen in 1606 and wouldn't see again in 1758, so they called it Halley's Comet, and I think we all can see how easy it is to become famous. The coldest temperature on Earth ever was recorded in Siberia on this day in 1734. This is ridiculous. This is not wind chill, folks. 120 below zero. If I'd been around then, I probably would have gotten a raise, since the boss always tells me it'll be a cold day. Okay, and finally, first private telephone call in Europe, the Isle of Wight. Queen Victoria, on this day in 1878, placed a call to Sir Thomas Biddulph, who was in a cottage a few yards away. Sir Thomas answered the phone in a rather irritable mood. It just rung as he was about to get into the bathtub. That happened on this. Is that it? Good. Okay, it's 524. Cash calling this hour with 1188.95 in the pot here at KS95. Going down right now. It's 24 degrees in the cities, and before it's all over, we should be around the zero mark early tomorrow morning. 11 past 6 o'clock, or, let's do it this way. It's 6:11 in St. Paul. In Minneapolis, it's 49 till 7, and in Fridley, the big hand is on the...
It was raining hard.
Lionel Richie on KS95 FM. Donovan Disaster, Friday night with almost $1,200 on Cash Call this hour. 6:30 here in the cities, back in Washington, D.C. It'll be about 7:30, and I imagine Bud is tucking the little Vikings in bed, getting ready for the biggie tomorrow. And, of course, you've heard us say over at Color Radar Weather, John Dooley, the last couple of days, they're still thinking some bad weather for the game by the time they get underway. At 12:30 Eastern time tomorrow afternoon, they're probably going to have some snow problems in the nation's capital. Well, here in the cities, no snow, but winter-like weather. Going to be clear to partly cloudy and colder tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight around zero, high tomorrow 16. And then partly cloudy, turn a little warmer tomorrow night and Sunday, low tomorrow night around 2 above, and on Sunday up to 23. Winds are northerly at 18, it's 24 degrees right now here on the 14th of January, and they're They're thinking June up in Duluth. The officials of Grandma's Marathon have started accepting applications for this year's race. Seventh annual, June 11 will be the race date. And Scott Keenan, he's the race director up there, says he expects even more than 6,000 people who ran this year. In fact, he says all places will be filled in the first week of processing applications. So Grandma's Marathon, certainly a hit on the circuit, the marathon circuit. 24 degrees once again here in the cities as we go to Barry Manilow. And I write the songs. Hello, Fleetwood Mac Attack from that Mirage album. KS95 FM. We'll be cash calling this hour with a jackpot of $11.95.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.